We're doing the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch Mekor Chaim. We're in the middle of the laws of Ma'ariv. So we all know how we read Shema and the blessings of Shema. It's printed in Sidurim. We say Vehu Rachum because the Medrash says, and the Medrash Tanchuma says that in Jerusalem, we'd bring a sacrifice in the morning, and that would atone over all the sins of the morning, and a sacrifice at night, and that would atone for all the sacrifices of the night. And that's why within the Shacharis blessing we say the verse, Vehu Rachum Yichaper Avon. You'll notice even on Shabbos we say that verse, just like even on Shabbos the Tamid of the morning was brought. And in the evening we say it with Ma'ariv. And the idea is that we no longer have a sacrifice asking for our atonement, so we ourselves ask for it. We say, Vehu Rachum Yichaper Avon. He is merciful, He will atone for our sins. At night, we try to align the blessings of redemption, the blessings following Shema, with the Shmoneh Esrei, what's called Smichut Geulah LeTfilah. We say the blessing, right? Ga'al Yisrael, we describe how God redeemed us from Egypt. And from there, we're supposed to go directly into Shmoneh Esrei, if at all possible. The only problem is we have a whole blessing interjected in between, Hashkiveinu. Right after you say Ga'al Yisrael, you have a whole blessing about how we should be put to rest peacefully and we should wake up peacefully and things should go well this night. So our sages instituted it and they said that that's a continuation, that's a Ge'ula Arichta, that's a continuation of the same thought. So he doesn't expand on this, but Rabbeinu Yonah in his commentary on the Talmud expands on this. He says, where was Hashkiveinu instituted? In Egypt. When the Jews were sitting in their homes, and they were told, tomorrow morning you're all going out free, but no one leave your home tonight. So imagine what a Jew felt like. The last plague was the plague of darkness, and 4 out of 5 Jews died. It was the first time the Jews actually suffered during a plague. And now they're coming to the final plague, and they're told, take the Egyptian god, slaughter it. Take the blood, put it outside your doors, so that the Egyptians can easily recognize any Jewish home now. And no Jews are allowed to band together. You stay with your family, you stay with your group, but you don't have big groups. You have a maximum group that could eat one little Pesach offering, 50 people in a house maximum. And no one's allowed to leave the house. And God says, I'm going to take care of you this night. You each stay in your homes, and I'm going to kill the firstborn Egyptians, and you guys are going to be okay. But the last plague, no Egyptians died. The Jews died. 4 out of 5 Jews died.
How did the Jews die?
And that's the tradition we have, that when it says, V'chamushim alu bnei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim, 1 out of 5 Jews left Egypt. 4 out of 5 Jews didn't make it.
And our tradition holds that they died in the darkness. They
correct.
Just, you know, not follow or shout.
No. You'll look at Rashi. The tradition is that 4 out of 5 Jews did not want to leave Egypt. They were too scared. They were too comfortable.
Physically they died, or just
the simple reading of the Medrash is that physically they dropped dead, that the Jews were spending the plague of darkness burying their brethren.
Like a miracle, like the Egyptians.
Right? But it was a miracle hurting us.
Right, no. So, sure. No, I'm just saying, when we take that, Medrash, I was never sure how we take that.
I don't know of anyone that interprets it less than literally. So,
this is part of the Passover.
So, on Passover night, the Jews are sitting at home. They're told, get ready to leave. So now if the Egyptian walks into his home, what does he see? He sees the Jew roasting his god, the Egyptian god, roasting him whole. Meaning you couldn't even slice it up. You couldn't even claim it was a different animal. The sheep is there roasting whole. All of Egypt is smelling of the Jewish roast. They're all bound up, ready to leave. Runaway slave, right? Caught. They're all ready to leave. God said, you're leaving. And what'll happen if the Egyptians decide to make a pogrom that night? And the Jews are sitting at home hearing wailing all around Egypt. Because all around Egypt, people were finding their firstborn dead. So the first Pesach was a scary Pesach. God is promising us, I'm going to take care of you. But they had to have real faith because they couldn't leave their homes. God says, till morning, no one's allowed to leave the house. And in the morning, you're going to leave for good. So they spent the night shivering. They spent the night scared stiff, trying to calm their kids down as all around them they're hearing wailing. And finally, the morning comes and they all leave. But the night was a scary night. And so they prayed. And corresponding to their prayer, God save us, corresponding to their prayer, we instituted Hashkiveinu. The prayer in which we ask Hashem, let us go to sleep in peace. And that's how we can understand, according to the Rabbeinu Yonah, that the prayer of Hashkivenu is an extension of the description of redemption that was said in the previous blessing of Gal Yisrael, blessed are you Hashem, who redeemed Israel.